the voice of Peter Rabbit at the podcast show in London. The latest from podnews.net with Podcastle. Create, edit, publish and grow. SiriusXM's president and chief content officer Scott Greenstein will be in conversation with James Corden at the podcast show in London. It's the latest event from the show, which is on May the 22nd to the 23rd. More than 15,000 delegates are expected from around the world. And if you would like tickets, there's a link in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net, as well as a voucher code to help you save on selected passes. I'm also speaking at the event, so I'll see you there. Making a branded podcast? How about using that branded podcast as On Hold Audio? How audio turns waiting time into brand building opportunities is a new study released today by Veritonic. 40% of consumers would quite like to hear about interesting new podcasts while they're on hold. The Podcast Power Up Summit has been announced in Toronto in Canada. There's an early bird price of $75 Canadian. If you're quick, the event is at the beginning of June. Audio, which is working on a podcast app that skips the ads, has done some financial manoeuvring to avoid being taken off the NASDAQ. It's lost two-thirds of its stock price in the last 6 months. Earlier this month, it gained a patent for ad-skipping live radio. Danielle Desir Corbett's monthly Grants for Creators newsletter contains 78 grants worth over $1 million. She previews five of them on LinkedIn. We link to that today. Black American media outlet The Griot has laid off a number of staffers, including members of the podcasting team. Magellan AI covered the top podcast advertisers for March 2024. We link to that too. Canadian podcasters prefer the Canadian way to monetize. Collaborative host-read ads with brands they trust. Katie Law looks at the Canadian podcast sponsorship economy in the Pod the North newsletter this week. Last weekend, the Black Effect Podcast Festival took place in Atlanta, Georgia, and plans from the BBC to take ads on podcasts in the UK will drain advertising away from journalism. That's according to former BBC news head James Harding. The editor of Tortoise was speaking to UK politicians. In the same committee, Spiked, a libertarian web magazine, revealed that a brand safety tool has recently flagged the publication, causing a significant dip in revenue. In People News, Danny Wright has been appointed as head of strategy for Mamma Mia. And in podcast news, in and around podcasting this week features the story we broke last week about Spotify leaving the IAB and what that means for the industry. Mark Asquith and Danny Brown chat with me. The interview is new from the New York Times. It's the former First Person feed. It calls itself a full course dinner with the world's most interesting people. The first two episodes are out now. Interviews will be published as a podcast for those who want to listen, and also as a text Q&A for those who prefer to read. New from Audacy's Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, The Competition is now available everywhere. The series focuses on the contestants of the Distinguished Young Women programme and follows seven participants as they experience the highs and lows of competing for 2 weeks away from home and under the most high-stressed circumstances. Will Williams also reviews it in their newsletter. We link to that today too. The Net Zero Path for Business is new today from AGL, an energy supplier, and The Piers Project. The show aims to unpack some of the ways you can begin to transition to renewable energy and lower your carbon footprint. And Appalachian Mysteria has returned for a final season. Known for its captivating investigative journalism on the enigmatic and often harrowing crimes of the Appalachian region, this season draws from listener recommendations for its subject matter, presenting curated content by the audience. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers. You'll find that wherever you found this podcast. And we're sponsored by Podcastle. Create, edit, publish, and grow your podcast all in one collaborative AI-powered platform. Make your voice heard with Podcastle. You'll find a link in the show notes, and we thank them for their support this month. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.